Hi guys. The pre-recorded video workshop for FOSDEM 2021. And in this video, we're going to be building a game within FXGL game engine. In under 20 minutes, we are going to build a fully functional game demo. Not exciting graphics, but at least it will be fully functional. And this is the repository for the FXGL game engine if you want to check out the source code. It's github.com/lmsb/FXGL, or just Google FXGL and the first thing you see should be the repository's source code. Okay, and all the source code will be available in a separate repository, which I'm also going to link. And for now, let's create a new project in IntelliJ. Select Maven or Gradle. And the name is going to be FOSDEM21FXGL, where I'm going to store all my code. Defaults are fine. And in the dependencies, the only thing you need is the FXGL itself. And all of that is sufficient now. So group ID, artifact, FXGL, and the version currently latest stable version is 11.12. It automatically bundles JavaFX and figures out how to run your application. So there's nothing else that you need to add in the Palm FX, XML file. Then you can just as normal create your package, FOSDEM21. Actually, I'm not going to use 21 in there. Basic game app as a class in that package. We're going to extend game application, which is very similar to how you would create a JavaFX application by extending the application class. The entry point is exactly the same as for a standard JavaFX application. And now we are going to first design how our game is going to play. We're going to have the player character, which will move from left to right on the screen. And the player character is able to catch various things that fall from the sky. And these things are either good or bad. If they're good, we might add score plus one. If bad, then score minus one. Something along those lines. So nothing too complex. The very first thing to do is to create an enum for our game object types, which we're going to call entity type. So we've got player, we've got good stuff, and we've got bad stuff. Keeping it simple. Once we know what the types are, we can create a factory class. Let's call it a basic factory. This is the only class where our game objects are created. The game objects are called entities in FXGL. So it's an entity factory. Your factory needs to have, for every entity that you're going to use in the game, a very special method. New player. And the sort of uniqueness of this method comes from its method signature. It needs to have these specific things. It needs to be public. It needs to return an entity. It needs to have one parameter, which is spawn data. And it also needs to have an annotation called spawns. In the annotation, you say what type it is. Whatever you type here is what you're going to use in order to spawn entities at runtime. We're going to use the Entity Builder class to build our entities. It's recommended that you add static import for FXGL. That means you're dragging in a lot of convenience functions into your namespace, and it makes it much easier to write concise code. We're going to give it a type. And the type comes from the ones